You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
During the last couple of songs, Jeremy and Emily were talking about shopping on Black Friday. Because Jeremy, of course, did go out. You did go out, right?
I did, man. I hit Target, which I don't know why I did that.
We all make mistakes, Jeremy. It's okay.
Insane. And I didn't even go out bright and early. I went out at like, it was 8:30, 9 o'clock. And you couldn't even walk down the aisles. A lot of stuff was sold out. So the lines at customer service for rain checks were just, I mean, from the customer service counter, like back through women's wear. It was nuts.
Yeah, we went to, Jeremy, you'll be so proud. We hit up Kohl's.
My fave.
And we spent more time in line than we did actually shopping. However, I figured out the key to a peaceful Black Friday, and that is bring a flask.
Oh,
I'm telling you, you get nervous.
Schnapps
you
in
get
there.
Jittery.
I like it.
You just have a little nip, and all of a sudden, you are jolly.
Life
holly,
is good.
Holly.
They say that sales this year were down something like 10%.
Yeah.
That there weren't as many people, but they also said it was made up for with the online.
Mm-hmm.
Because now online, this is technically Cyber Monday, isn't it, today?
It sure is.
But I guess from what I understand, people on Friday were staying at home, eating leftovers, and just going online because cyber sales on Friday shot up quite a bit.
So, you know, I've done probably 90% of my shopping online this year. And it's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff comes right to your front door.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
I ordered so much stuff on Friday from the slob of my bed, and they both already shipped.
You're bed shopping.
So what the heck is the point? Why go out?
Like, I wonder how many extra people, the Postal Service and UPS and FedEx, how many extra people they have to bring on now because of these, you know, all the online shopping.
Yeah,
it's got to be a huge number.
They certainly do. And they do add bodies during the holiday season. And there are a bunch of people who just love that.
Yeah.
That's how they pay for all their Christmas shopping is they take a gig during the holiday season that they know is a temporary gig.
My poor mail carrier. Every time she shows up, she just looks so miserable. She's like, more packages.
Yeah.
They never stop.
Manual labor.
I saw a letter carrier out on Sunday.
Yeah, they must be doing a little OT.
Yeah, and I mean, how often do you see the mail truck making the rounds on us?
That's why they look so sad.
Listen to this. I had a girlfriend who, she used to do this for the seasonal work, and I think it was for UPS, and of course, and you go and you get this huge truck filled, it's like Jenga with nothing but, you know, boxes and boxes. Day one, shipment one, it was a treadmill in one of those huge boxes that she had to deliver up to the third floor of an apartment complex. Day one, shipment one.
She didn't have a helper?
No, it was just her.
A little buddy?
She had to do that whole box.
She needs some elves
to help
her.
It's a team lift.
Yeah, that was just,
says it right on the box.
Kind of jerk orders a treadmill for delivery like that from the Postal Service?
It's a lot of stamps on that one, huh?
It's a lot of stamps.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.